prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another week here at the Superhuman Nation. We've got lots of good things to talk about today. We're actually going to be joined by our good friend, Steve Lapidus from AgeForce, for a few minutes at the beginning of today's show to talk about their new growth hormone secretagogue batch, which has really got some interesting stuff in it. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Matt Andry. Matt is about to go and lecture, to other scientists, next week about a phenomenal finding that metformin actually changes gut microbes beneficially. And this is something that has not been discussed yet. It may actually be part of the reason metformin works on diabetics. You're hearing it first here on Superhuman Radio today. We'll be joined by Dr. Matt Andry to talk about that. And then a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about the Inuit. You know, a lot of people talk about high-fat, high-protein diets. They talk about cold weather conditions causing brown adipose tissue formation. We're going to be talking with Dr. Rasmus Nielsen about genetic adaptations to high fat and cold and the profound effect that they had on the Inuit. And it should be a very promising discussion. Just want to remind everybody, this is a new secret word starting today for the next two weeks. We have a new secret word. You'll hear it during the commercial breaks. If you hear the secret word, you email it in to onair@superhumanradio.com and you are automatically entered. We're giving away a Hot Logic mini portable oven plus the Real Paleo Diet cookbook as this secret word prize. The Hot Logic we talked about on a previous show, I guess it was last week, it seems like it's longer ago. Hot Logic is an amazing, in fact, I'm cooking right now today for my post-show lunch, a pound and a half of grass-fed beef liver, onions, and celery. I brought it all to the studio frozen. I put it in my Hot Logic, plugged it in, walked away from it, and when I'm done with today's show, it'll be all cooked, slow-cooked, ready to eat. There is nothing like Hot Logic out there. So the winner for this week's Secret Word contest will get a Hot Logic mini portable automatic oven and the Real Paleo Diet cookbook from the man who started the whole paleo movement, Dr. Lauren Cordain. This should be a fun thing to win. Okay, let's get started with today's show. We're joined by Steve Lapidus. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Carl. Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah,
how you
yeah.
doing?
Very good. Very
you know,
good.
Like you mentioned in the introduction that information about the Inuit and their diet. I read about that. It's really, really interesting.
Yeah. People as far back as Stefansson, Dr. Stefansson was studying the Inuit. There are some interesting things that have occurred over through the evolutionary process for the Inuit. And it's important that we understand this information because not everybody is going to do well with a high fat diet. And there are certain things.
No question.
Yeah. There's certain things that we have to take into account. We're going to talk about that. But you've got something really exciting to talk about today.
And well,
that is, as always,
sure
you're introduced a new patch, right?
Yeah. About 5 days ago now, I guess, Wednesday, we introduced, a new HGH secretagogue patch. So far we cannot keep up with the demand. This new patch introduction, Carl, is we've sold 10 times as many patches as any other new patch introduction. It's just astounding.
So let's differentiate this. So you already have an HGH patch, but this is
this
makes your body produce its own HGH. And there are a lot of
that is correct.
A lot of scientists out there who say this is the way to go, and here's why. Dr. Mara DiPasquale was the first person to come on my show probably 7 or 8 years ago and talk about secretagogues over Frank growth hormone injections and why they were better. Because Frank growth hormone injections just provide you with one form of growth hormone. Your pituitary produces multiple forms of growth hormone, different amino acid lengths, 191, 192, and so on. And he said the best thing to do is to make your pituitary produce its own growth hormone instead of using a one form of growth hormone. So what do you think about that statement?
Well, again, there's a tremendous amount of science to back that up. And again, the reason we work so hard to come up with the secretagogue call is that the market in the last 10 years, the conventional wisdom was that to increase your natural HGH production, your pituitary gland natural production, was a combination of certain amino acids. And while certain amino acids will, to some extent, stimulate your pituitary gland to increase production, it's a very, very modest effect. And the results are just fair. There are a lot of products out there, these quote-unquote HGH sprays, powders, pills. I mean, the results from those products are fair at best,
right,
if any, in some cases. So, we thought there was just a real, real place in the market for a secretagogue that worked, for a supplement, a safe, natural supplement that would stimulate pituitary gland to increase your natural production ongoing. And we've come up with a secretagogue call that we feel gets your pituitary gland to elevate production to an astounding degree. Safe yet an incredible elevation, and we're using state-of-the-art components in our formula, and that along with the time release function of the patch, as opposed to swallowing a formula, has just resulted in a fantastic product.
So let's talk about what's in the patch that makes such a big difference, because lots of secretagogues out there focus on one thing, but you've got multiple pathways of action here, right?
That is correct. A lot of people are familiar with MK677, and that in of itself is a very effective secretagogue. It will stimulate the pituitary gland, but we didn't want to stop there. We wanted to create a formula, as you said, with multiple function formula, and create some real synergy to really get the user get their HGH elevated, and most important, to keep it elevated. When we say elevated, I think most of your audience call understands that as we age, once you get past puberty, your growth years, as you age, your natural production of human growth hormone decreases. So the science today is that if you bring those levels back up, tremendous health and fitness benefits will accrue to you.
So talk about the different mechanisms of action. Talk about the different molecules that you have in this patch that each individually increases the production of growth hormone in humans.
Okay. MK677, we just discussed. Also in the formula is, I might not pronounce this too well, Carl. I have a history of mispronouncing, but Ipamorelin.
Yeah, that's it. That's good. Some people say Impormelin. That's good. Yeah.
Ipamorelin, Impormelin is probably one of the best research GHRH analogs.
Right.
We also have a balanced amino support matrix in there. As I said, amino acids do have a stimulating effect, but we're not relying on them. They're in there just to balance out the formula. Interestingly enough, MK677 and Ipamorelin by themselves, well, they're great secretagogues and they will stimulate. We didn't stop there. We have included a GHRH analog called CJC, $12.95. And that in combination with MK-77 and the Ipamorelin just creates a terrific, terrific family of secretagogues that work together synergistically to elevate one's HGH production levels.
Interesting. Yeah, so it sounds like you've got a lot of bases covered. What have you done? Any have you had any users use the patch and report their results with it?
The patch just started. Again, we just started deliveries of this patch call to customers toward the end of last week. So our customers customer base is just now getting delivery.
I thought maybe you had some people that tried it before the release. So talk about how many patches does somebody get, and how is it sold? How many units do you get?
There are 30 patches in a 1 month supply.
So you use one patch a day. One patch a day.
Yeah, but the instructions are interesting. For first time users, the instructions are one patch every other day, just to kind of ease into the therapy, if you will. And after the first week, you go to an ongoing one patch a day for 8 hours each patch basis, and then ongoing uses. It's one.
Does it matter when you put it on? Is it you put it on in the morning?
No, the differences in day or night are not meaningful for results. We always suggest to our customer base, and it's just a lifestyle suggestion, put the patch on after dinner, go to bed with it. There's your 8 hours. In the morning when you wake up, take it off. But day or night, it's not a not a tremendous difference.
Now, the folks at superhumanradio.com have a special offer right now, correct? We have a banner. We have a nice skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side. And what is the offer that people can get today, Steve?
That is another exclusive for your audience call. As long as that banner's active, they buy one and they'll get one free. So if they buy, and we've talked about on the program, the auto ship option, they'll get a 60-day supply sent every 60 days at the 30-day auto ship price, which is $69.95. So in essence, they're buying the patch $35 a month would be their real cost.
Right.
So it's a buy one get one free. If you buy if you just want to try it for a month, the 30-day order option, you'll get a 60-day supply. If you want to order the 90-day supply, you'll get a 180-day supply, and if you order the 180-day supply, you'll get a 360-day supply.
Wow!
We'll double any order that's placed.
That's awesome.
So it's a great buy-in. This is we feel the first real effective HGH secretagogue on the market. HGH injections aren't for everyone. Small percentage of people will do injections. Excuse me, but. You know, here's a way to get the benefits of HGH in a safe, natural way, and we're really excited about this one.
Okay, so how long is the offer good? Just as long as the banner ad is up at superhumanradio.com?
As long as the banner ad is up, and I'll share a secret with your audience. We don't want to keep it up there long, but call and Alyssa keep yelling at us that they want to keep that banner up there. So. We'll keep it up. We'll cave in for a while and keep that banner up there for a while, but not too much longer.
Okay. And real quick, for people who've never done business with you, you have an amazing customer service reputation. This is not a merry-go-round that once you get on, you can't get off. Tell people how, if they're not happy, they can cancel their order.
If most of our orders come via auto ship, it's a convenient way to get your patches shipped every month, or in the case of the BOGO, every 2 months. And if someone wants to stop for whatever reason, whether it be financial or they're moving or whatever. They're not happy with the patches, just send us an email. We cancel the auto ship and we email back the customer so that the customer and our company both have paper trails that the cancellation takes place.
Yeah.
We don't take phone cancellations because that leads to misunderstandings. Just a simple email, one sentence, cancel my auto ship. We do it, and we email back the customer within an hour.
And we've never had a single complaint. And I want to say that Age Force has been advertising on Superhuman Radio for pretty close to 4 years now. I want to say at three years plus. And we've never had a single person email and say, and we have people email us all the time about they're not happy about something that happened. I mean, they're not shy about it. We've never had anybody email us and say, look, you know, those dirty dogs, they took my money. They didn't ship my product, or they took when I canceled, they kept shipping me. Nothing like that. Not a single complaint ever from the people who do business with Age Force. So that says something right there.
There you go.
Steve,
Carl,
thank you for the,
thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. This is an exciting patch, and we hope people will take advantage of it and see just how good it is.
Yeah, go to thank you, Steve. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side. Take advantage of this wonderful patch. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cole.
Okay. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Matt Andrew. We're going to talk about some phenomenal information about metformin that I don't even think the doctors out there who are prescribing it actually know is happening for their patients. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, it's amazing when you have a person who is within the medical orthodoxy who actually is an independent critical thinker, because there's amazing things that can happen. My next guest has been on the show many times. He's a friend of the show. He's a friend of mine. He's Dr. Matt Andre. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, Carl.
Matt Andre is the thinking man and the thinking woman's physician. And that's because he actually thinks about each individual patient and their situation separately, as opposed to just lumping them into one group and saying, well, here's what you need and here's what you need. And there's very few physicians. Matt Andre is the kind of physician that is worth traveling across the country to visit. And I can tell you that because he's my personal physician, too. And that's the reason why he's my personal physician. So we were talking the other day. And Matt said he was getting ready to go do a lecture. Talk about what is the lecture that you're going to, where are you going, and then we'll talk about the subject matter.
Sure. Well, thanks, Carl. And I just wanted to say, too, thanks for having me on the show again. As I've told you before, you know, it means so much to me, even though you and I came from really different places starting out, to be running alongside others who think like you do, is so encouraging. Because, I feel like within medicine, it's been a real struggle, so often to find, like-mindedness, or people that didn't have so many burdens on them that kept them from thinking critically, or thinking originally, that, you know, you run home wherever you can find it, and you've been a great one for me, so thank you.
thank you very much, Matt. So you're going to lecture. Where are you going to lecture very, very shortly?
Sure. I'm talking, this November at the American Functional Medicine Association, annual meeting. It's in Atlanta. And it's a great group of physicians. It's actually healthcare providers from various disciplines, including medicine, chiropractors come there, naturopaths, homeopaths, and it's very inclusive. And one thing I love about the group is it's the first time I've ever consistently gone to a meeting where more people are interested in finding out what you know and how they can use it than about telling you what they think they know.
I like that.
And I love it. It's just a great culture. And I'm talking there on brain modulation and obesity treatment. And the way that a lot of our treatments, including diets, including exercise, including hormone management, including even medicines, the way that these work in the brain and those pathways that we think are involved in controlling metabolism, weight, glucose signaling, diabetes, and so forth. So, and part of that is what you and I were talking about here recently, which was metformin and some of the ways that it works.
Right. So there are a lot of guys out there now that are starting to get the idea that metformin actually may provide some sort of prophylactic benefits for people in this day and age, because it's hard to put your finger on why people become insulin resistant. There's a lot of people out there who are actually doing all the things that we consider the right things, and they still become insulin resistant. They need a rescue, sometimes a leg up, so to speak, a physiological leg up, to overcome this so that then they can take advantage of all their good lifestyle choices. And you are one of those people who say, look, metformin should not be castigated like all the other pharmaceutical drugs out there, because it actually is worthy of a physician's use as a temporary bridge to an end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. You know, let's back up a hair there a second and just talk about insulin resistance itself. I mean, in a way, the only reason we become insulin resistant is that sometimes we're supposed to.
Interesting.
I mean, insulin resistance is completely necessary in certain situations. If you're pregnant, if you're hibernating, if you're going through states where you have to conserve energy, you want to be insulin resistant. But when it gets signaled inappropriately, and I will contend that our environment that we all live in now is, everything seems to push us towards insulin resistance. towards sympathetic nervous system overdrive. We're all in fight or flight all the time.
Bingo.
Either because of social stressors, add to that the physical stressors of not enough nutrients in our diet, too many toxins that we're coming into contact with chemically, add all those up, and we never truly leave fight or flight. Well, one of the sympathetic nervous system's primary jobs is to keep glucose available in the bloodstream for those tissues that need it when you're fighting, you know, running from a saber-toothed tiger or whatever.
I'd like to inject here. There's something else from an evolutionary perspective. The other mechanism is to create fat, because if the body perceives the environment as hostile and threatening, then we need to hunker down and do all the things for preparedness. The way the body prepares for hard times is it creates fat.
Yep, it does. And it's just a matter of, you know, in essence, people have asked me, said, you know, you do all these talks and lectures on obesity and why are we this way now? I mean, the basic root of the problem is that we're in a deep-seated environmental genetic mismatch. We evolved in an environment utterly different from the one that we are living in now. And so that, in my mind, opens the door to where you could say that the fairly wide use of even an artificial medication, although it does come from French lilac, this is where metformin kind of started, but yeah, it's still a drug. But because our environment is so different than what we basically evolved to have, doing some things to make up for that is a necessity. And I have found this to be a pretty helpful tool, and I can justify its use, you know, as part of a, you know, a kind of a global comprehensive plan for a lot of people pretty readily.
So let's talk. We actually have to take a break, and I'm worried because I think I may have a jam up here when we go to this break. Let's make sure the music is playing. Hold on a second. Yes, okay. With the stream may have just come down, but we're going to work on it here during this commercial break. Matt, let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to start talking about some of the novel things that metformin may be doing that most physicians don't realize, especially as it relates to gut microbiome. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, sit tight. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information
information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we are still having some technical problems here. There's no doubt about it. Because the music isn't stopping and people are having trouble hearing us as it goes out on the live stream. And I'm not sure what the problem is, but we're going to go ahead and tape the show anyway. Okay, Matt?
You got it.
All right. I'm not sure what's going on right now. I'm sorry if nobody hears the stream.
I'm getting some feedback when I talk now.
Okay, how about now? Is it gone?
Yes, not okay. Hearing it.
Okay, good. All right, we'll figure out this problem later in the show. Unfortunately, I can't do it while I'm taping a show. I know it has something to do with the fact that I did a live remote over the weekend, and Elliot was in here, and I'm sure that he's touched some things, and I have to figure out what he touched now. But we can still get the podcast taped. Anyway, let's talk about what happens to the gut when someone uses metformin. That's actually beneficial for the gut, right?
Yep, that's right. Well, and it turns out that one of the metformin is a pretty cool agent. Period. It has multiple ways that it kind of helps with the whole dysregulation that happens in diabetes. We know in the liver that it shuts down gluconeogenesis, so you can't make as much sugar. We know that it helps push glucose into muscle cells, so you don't need as much insulin to do that. And over time, it will also directly work on appetite centers so that people don't eat as much. It reduces NP, neuropeptide Y, which is the most potent appetite-suppressing chemical in the, or appetite-causing chemical in the brain, and it suppresses that. But one thing that we have found, and this is pretty recent stuff, I mean, this is stuff published in Gut, which is a very good journal, last year, in the summer, and people are just starting to figure out, you know, kind of what this means or what the implications are, and tons of research has fallen out from it. But what they found is that metformin will increase the counts of certain types of bacteria in the gut. Known for a long time, and there were many that seemed to indicate that what kind of species and how many counts of certain bacteria and how many different types of bacteria you have in the gut, certainly that's important for lots of immunologic function. It's important for brain function, but it's also important for diabetes and metabolism. And we've been able to identify one particular species that seems particularly central at being involved at keeping our glucose and our metabolism regulated, and that's a bacteria called Akkermansia mucinophila. And that bacteria lives in the mucus layer of the gut, and it has several functions. But what's been very clear is they study mice and people that have low counts of this, their risk of diabetes and metabolic syndrome is much higher. And people that have good counts of this have a much lower incidence of glucose problems of any type. And metformin, when we still don't know the mechanism by which it does this, but it causes the counts relative of that bacteria compared to others to go way up. And so you're, through a gut mechanism, are improving blood sugar. And this was just a kind of astounding data to a ton of people. To the homeopaths and the naturopaths, they were kind of going, well, duh, because they believed this long ago. But for those of us who've lived either more central or kind of from a medical background, this was really compelling that, wow, this really opens our eyes that the gut is a place to focus attention if you want to improve health overall, and particularly metabolic health.
You know, we know that nutrition actually can affect gut microbe diversity. Do you think that when someone starts taking metformin, that somehow even though they may not have changed the food that they're eating, the body treats the foods differently, and that is the reason for this change in gut microbes?
I think that probably is a reason, Carl. We've got many things that we don't know all those reasons. What we do know is that if you take a population of people, like people in India, colon cancer is unheard of on the continent of India. It just doesn't happen. Yet people from India that move here to the United States end up with kind of the same risk of colon cancer as the rest of us do. And it could be a lot of different reasons, but one thing we know is that people from there, their counts of bacteria in the gut are many fold higher than ours are. And we know that there are mechanisms by which those bacteria are protective. And the lack of them means that you're kind of fighting with one hand behind your back from an immune standpoint. And the complex interrelationships of different species that have been working since the dawn of time to interact with your system. And if you just take that out, it's not that it doesn't matter. And again, in our environment with insufficient nutrition, so we don't have the things to feed the bacteria. We give people antibiotics like they're going out of style, so we're killing off who knows how many species when we do that. And the presence of toxins that hurt not only our cells but gut bacteria as well, all those lead to, in general, if you just sample a Western population, they have far less diversity and they have far lower counts of bacteria in the gut, and this is likely a major reason why we just have poorer health in general.
So talk about how metformin can be used for short term. If you have somebody who is presenting with, let's say they're pre-diabetic, would you put them on metformin forever like the medical orthodoxy does, or would you use the metformin to somehow bridge some other therapeutic approach, maybe some nutritional therapy or something else?
In all honesty, Carl, it kind of depends on how much that person is willing and or able to change their environment. Mm. And that includes their diet, that includes their activity level, that includes supplementation, sleep, everything else. If they're not able to make those kind of changes, then I'll keep using the thing that makes up for it to some degree. If they can, then absolutely. We don't need necessarily the medications forever. I mean, one thing that we believe in our practice deeply is that we try to put any potential tool in our pocket as something we can use for the right person at the right time. And then we constantly try to reevaluate, are these things still necessary? Can we try without it? Mm-hmm. And then you just try. And if I got somebody on metformin and they've done well, we pull it back. If their weight stays stable and they don't have any other health problems showing up and their blood sugars look good, they've changed their diet and their exercise, yeah, I probably don't need it. But if we take it off and they start, their appetite goes up and they start living like Charlie's hound dog again, as someone once told me, then, their environment goes south, and then next thing you know, you need it again, and putting it back is okay. And yeah, there are other agents that we can use. There are myriad, just tons of them, that can be helpful in the same vein. But I think, in general, we draw somewhat of an artificial line between what is a pharmaceutical and what is a supplement. I mean, there are tons of supplements that somebody got an FDA approval and did a big expensive study, and now it's called Loveza instead of fish oil.
Right, exactly.
It's not a fundamental difference that I've not found supplement companies necessarily to be truly altruistic and drug companies to all be bad.
Right. No, right.
I found just as much unconsciousness on both sides of them. But metformin, I think, is for me, it's been very helpful. Our indication, in all honesty, to at least discuss metformin, is if we have somebody come in the office that has healthy kidneys, because you don't want to use it if you don't. If you have healthy kidneys and you get low blood sugars, like if you go too long between meals and you get shaky, lightheaded, dizzy, the only thing that's going to cause that is too much insulin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can give me some esoteric reasons it can happen otherwise, but by and large, that's the reason. If you have a big meal and you, pass out in the afternoon afterward, the only thing that does that's insulin. If you have those two things, your system is telling me that you're insulin resistant and you're hyperinsulinemic. Your pancreas might be able to keep up with that for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but you're putting extra stress on it. Because if you outlive your pancreas, you're going to be diabetic before you die.
Right.
If your pancreas outlives you, you won't. That's the story.
Right.
So we look to do everything we can to keep not just the pancreas, but all the other hormonal and organ systems operating at a pretty consistent balance. And I think, in my mind, it's not adding a medicine, you know, to, when I can get away with it. It's trying to account for imbalances already present in our environment.
Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there who are going to think to themselves, berberine, you know, R-Ala, and all these other things. And I know that you prescribe those. You're the one who taught me about berberine. But so for that group there, let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, let's address why or can some of those natural alternatives actually be useful in this situation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with
you
more
bet.
Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us protein bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the... You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Big sight. New. Hank. Big
yeah. Hey, Matt. Tupac.
Yes. All eyes on me, baby.
Yeah. That's funny.
West Coast.
West Coast, East Coast. So anyway, we just had this discussion the other day. So anyway, what about berberine? What about our alpha lipoic acid? What about these natural alternatives that so many people talk about being the solution? Can you get the same results, you think, with those instead of metformin? Resveratrol is another one. I just thought of it. Resveratrol.
Sure, sure. The supplements that I use very commonly, and all those are great that you mentioned. Berberine is huge. Cinnamon, we put people on, a quarter teaspoon a day. We use a lot of selenium and chromium supplementation. All those are things that, again, it's not that they're perfect for blood sugar. Everything that you eat that you're supposed to helps your blood sugar in some way. But those are things that we're very commonly low in, or it helps with some factor that we get out of balance with. And I think those things are very helpful, and I use them together a lot too. For people that just can't take metformin or don't want to, absolutely, we'll go that route. And then even just directly, and I expect to find someone who can help us get this, but a probiotic, directed, primarily at increasing this species. You know, you could just take Acromantia and potentially get the same thing. And what's benefits that we've seen with some of the species in the gut, if you even kill the bacteria, you still get the benefit. With this one, you don't. These have to be live, implanted in the location they need to be for it to work. But if you can get more of that, the counts of that bacteria, then part of the benefit you would get from metformin you'll get anyway. So absolutely. Those things are right, but the truth of the matter is, if you're not going to change the way you're eating, all these are like very limited effect.
Yeah, why do it, right? Why even bother?
Right. You know, it may slow down your progression to a degree, but what it can do is take somebody who's really having a hard time getting over the hump, making the dietary change, because again, one of the things that metformin will do is it decreases neuropeptide Y, which is the most potent increaser of appetite, and will drop it down so that suddenly you can follow the diet that you knew you were supposed to and have a little easier time at it. And then once that ball gets rolling, and then these things really can, will really augment what you're doing. But without making some of those changes, the impact of any of these kind of agents is limited.
Okay, but you said something interesting. Are there any sources of this particular probiotic at this point in time?
I've been looking.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they are out there, but I have yet to find a concentrated amount of it. I'm sure that Metagenics and Ortho and a lot of these big companies are either looking for it. Actually, I don't know that. I mean, this may be information that's kind of new to them, and they've got their own thing going. But I'm a metabolic medicine guy. I mean, this is right in my wheelhouse. So it's a big impact for us. And one of the things that this will affect, that Acromantia bacteria will decrease the expression of a protein, or of a hormone protein, basically called apelin. It's an adipokine, so it's a cell signaler that comes from adipose cells. And if you give apelin to mice, they will become instantaneously insulin resistant and have huge levels of gluconeogenesis. And the Acromantia shuts that down, and that's one of the reasons that those bacteria are so helpful at reducing the risk of diabetes.
That's really interesting. And so I wonder if there's a company called Ubiome. Have you heard of them yet?
I've heard of them, yep.
You can actually have your microbiome of your body tested.
Built.
Yeah. Yeah, and
yeah.
And they, I think they use a fecal samplement, right? A sample. They you go. It's just like doing a colon test. A colon cancer.
Yes.
Test, fecal.
So many more places are doing that now, and I think it is of great value. We use Genova tests a lot. They're very popular. We use Dunwoody labs in Atlanta. They're one of the best, I think, for food allergies especially. And they can look at some of the factors like lipopolysaccharide levels and some of the agents that help direct how leaky or intact your gut is. Because that's one of the things that we know really contributes to that general inflammation. And that's the thing to think about this species, Akkermansia, and about metformin, is that the way it generally works is it reduces your exposure to stuff in the bloodstream that gets your immune system turned on and your sympathetic nervous system driven, that keeps you in that gotta-keep-sugar-available state that, if unchecked, leads to diabetes.
Now, there are a lot of people out there who say metformin will make you fatter also because it acts on insulin receptor, insulin sensitivity on fat cells as well. But you said that that's not necessarily true, right?
It potentially can do that. It will actually, metformin itself directly will increase apelin levels. But compared to some of our other diabetic medications, like the DPP-4 inhibitors, they'll increase apelin levels fourfold, which, surprisingly, they've done several studies on the DPP-4s. And while they're very good at improving sugar, none of them have shown an improvement in cardiovascular outcomes. You don't live longer with it. And one of the reasons may be that it will increase apelin levels like fourfold. And so, again, you're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul. And it's not, again, that you can't use them or a doctor's wrong if they're using them, but it's best if they know what they're doing with them. Limited time, limited exposure, and then make sure you're getting the lifestyle changes that really make the difference.
What kind of dosing are we talking about, and how long do you think does it take for the therapeutic effects, these therapeutic effects that we're discussing here today of metformin to start to occur, you think?
Sure. The dosing on metformin is a 500 milligram pill. It can be either extended or immediate release. Most of the time, extended just doesn't work as well. But you do get more side effects. The side effects happen because you increase serotonin activity in the gut. So some nausea, some cramping, some reflux even potentially, loose stools or diarrhea. And so we usually start people on a 500 milligram pill once at bedtime and then have them over a week or so try to go to two. And then all the way up to two pills twice a day if you can get there. If your gut says, oh, that's too much, we just back up. And if you're only on two a day, we live with that. But then usually you'll see improvement in things like hunger, energy. They quit people quit snacking. They quit getting those drops in sugar that cause them to eat carbs through the day. That happens sometimes within a week, very quickly. The changes in gut microbiome, I've not seen data that suggests how long you need to do that. My thought would be it starts happening pretty quickly, but within a month or two, you could potentially see some of those changes.
Women suffer from severe hypoglycemia as they go through menopause, generally at night. Is metformin a good idea or potential therapeutic aid for women going through menopause because they are starting to develop maybe some mild insulin resistance related to estrogen, progesterone?
Oh, man, it's a great question. That's probably one of our primary populations that we use it in. Insulin resistance seems to become part and parcel with the climacteric period. As those estrogen levels and progesterone levels start to drop, and maybe more importantly, if the ratio between them starts getting wider, that estrogen dominance tends to promote insulin resistance itself. And then somebody who never had a sugar problem suddenly starts developing it, then absolutely, metformin can help balance some of those sugars. And a lot of times people, when they're getting hot flashes, they're not necessarily getting that. Sometimes you're just getting an adrenal release because your sugar dropped too far or too quickly, and your adrenal glands are trying to correct that by dumping a bunch of norepinephrine in your system, making you feel sweaty, lightheaded, dizzy. And you'll interpret that as a hot flash when it's really a sugar drop.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Yeah, so metformin, because you're taking it at night. Now, do you see metformin improving sleep in people who came to discuss primarily insulin resistance, but do they go, wow, I'm sleeping better too now?
Happens all the time.
Really?
Again, I think a primary mechanism is, let's just take people who eat very commonly. They don't eat breakfast because their leptin stinks in the morning. They go all day long, and they eat their big meal at night. And then they get all their calories in, and you know, somewhere after 7 or 8 o'clock, and it's on until bedtime. And then their insulin goes through the roof, and then somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock, they start getting low sugars, and they start waking up, even if not completely, partially.
Right.
They're dreaming all night, and it's because their adrenal glands, you know, in order to control the sugar, to get it higher because of too much insulin, has to also release the norepinephrine, which wakes you up. So it's a side effect of that. And when the metformin balances that, and you quit having the hyperinsulinemia, the sugar quits dumping in the middle of the night, and you don't wake up. See it all the time.
One last question, and this is probably more from an athlete who is using androgens discussion. Mm-hmm. But we know that when athletes use superphysiological levels of androgens, there is a translocation of GLUT4 on the cell that pushes the athlete towards insulin resistance. They don't see the symptoms of insulin resistance typically because they're training so hard and generally they're eating a very clean diet. They're not eating sugars and they're eating every 3 hours. So they can actually almost prop up the body, so to speak, to avoid some of the notorious effects of insulin resistance. However, these athletes tend to have very poor sleep, sometimes leading to insomnia. Do you think that if an mm-hmm. athlete is using androgens at high levels, and would you have the same effect if it's not necessarily insulin resistance, but GLUT4 translocation? Would you see benefits for using metformin together with that type of a protocol?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we talk about when we talk about androgen replacement for guys is that I really want you to be working out if you're going to take it. If you're not doing something physical, then you are at risk of throwing your sugar further out of whack. So to us, it's kind of one of those very strong recommendations, if not requirements. But if you got guys that they really need the tea regardless, and they're in some state that it's going to be hard or take a while for them to really get in better shape, then using metformin alongside of that can be helpful because, again, you'll bring sugar down regardless through the multiple mechanisms it works by, and it can bridge a gap until someone does get the lifestyle change that they need to be doing anyway.
Great discussion. Matt, let's plug your practice. Your website is AndreeMedicalServices.com, correct?
That's it. Yep, Andre Medical Services. We're right here in Bloomington, Indiana. We don't have any age requirements or lockouts. We let you control your own health as much as you can, and we'll be a source of information, guidance, and at least listening best we can.
Do people have to come to the practice for the first visit, and then you can do Skype thereafter? Are you doing any of that? I hear a lot of doctors are doing that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we do. Every day we've got some telemedicine that we're doing because we've got patients now in about 40 states. And they come from a long way away. But state law says if you see them once in your practice, then you can follow them by telephone or electronically thereafter, and you're good.
There you go.
So we have a lot of people that come for initial visit, and then you can stay home.
So if you're close to Bloomington, Indiana, and you want to get – you know what? The magic is finding a good physician today, folks. I'm telling you, that is a must. And Dr. Matt Andre is available. If you're interested, go to AndreeMedicalServices.com. He's in Bloomington, Indiana. Check him out. Matt, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Inuit. This is going to be an interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, there's a new secret word contest going on right now. We're giving away a Hot Logic mini portable oven and the Real Paleo Cookbook, which was authored by Dr. Lauren Cordain, the guy who started the whole paleo movement. You have to listen during the commercial breaks for the secret word. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you are entered. And the drawing will happen on October 2nd. We'll announce the winner of this week's secret word contest during a Casual Friday episode. So check that out. Keep your ears peeled. You know, we've talked, and you've heard me say over the years that it's a mistake to just look at the diet of a particular population and assume that what they do will translate to other populations. I've talked about the silliness of looking at the Okinawans and saying, well, you know, if we eat like the Okinawans, we'll live longer. No, you have to live like the Okinawans. There's polymorphism effects that occur in populations that have evolved under certain conditions that you may or may not benefit from. I think this next discussion kind of plays in to this. My guest is Dr. Rasmus Nielsen. How you doing, Dr. Nielsen?
Good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Fantastic. And your study looks at the Inuit. It's what we talked about today as a prelude to this interview is the genetic adaptations to high fat and cold had profound effects on the Inuit. What specifically were you looking at answering with this study?
Well, so the Inuit are really a very understudied population. So we went into the population or into this study with very little expectations about what would we find specifically. There have been all kind of anthropological studies of Inuit that made various claims about factors that the Inuit should have been adapted to, but nobody have really been testing these theories. So what we did, we took the genomes of a few hundred Inuit, and then we looked at where are their positions in those genomes where the Inuit are very, very different from other populations, and when we could show with mathematical modeling that natural selection must have been favoring specific variants in the Inuit population. So we, without any particular prior expectations, we went in to see what would we find in the genome. And when we did that, it led us directly to one particular position in the genome. And that's a position in the genome where the genes that are responsible for synthesizing polyunsaturated fatty acids, so omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids and omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Okay, now obviously omega-3 fatty acids are all the rage today. People are gobbling down tons and tons of fish oil because of the purported benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. So did you discover that the omega-3 fatty acids were beneficial for the Inuit?
Well, I mean, not per se, but what we could say is that the way they synthesize polyunsaturated fatty acids have completely changed, in particular omega-3 and omega-6s, and in particular the ones you would get with a high dietary intake of fish and marine mammals and maybe mammals in general. And so what we think is what's going on is that because they have such a high dietary intake of fat from marine mammals, then they rewire the genetics so they produce less of those polyunsaturated fatty acids themselves instead. So they're in some sense genetically wired specifically to have a high intake of these polyunsaturated fatty acids.
So theoretically, if you took an Inuit and put them into the world of the Western diet where they get very little omega-3 fatty acids and a high intake of omega-6 fatty acids, they would not be prepared to respond to that physiologically because they would not be able to synthesize enough omega-3s to offset the potential inflammatory response of the omega-6s.
Well, we don't really know that because nobody has really made that study or made that experiment, so we don't really know. But we're also not sure that for the Inuit it really has to do with the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, but perhaps with levels of both omega-3 and omega-6. The entire physiology of lipids in your body, of fatty acids in your body, is very complex. You change the composition of one fatty acid or the concentration of one, and that will affect the concentration of other ones. So exactly what the physiological effects will be if they have a very low intake of omega-3 fatty acids, we actually don't know because nobody have really done that study yet. But it's actually a study that I think should be done because there are plenty of Inuit that now have switched to a modern diet. And we know generally that they're not very healthy. They have lots of problems with cardiovascular disease, really high rates of type 2 diabetes and so on. But whether that actually is because they get too few omega-3 fatty acids or simply because of the high content of sugar and so on in their diet, I don't think we know that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can we look back retrospectively? Can we look back? Are there any records 100 years ago that the Inuit had very short lifespans?
There are some records, but not that, 100 years ago. I mean, they might have had very short lifespans for many other reasons.
Right.
100 years ago, they went through periods maybe of hunger. They didn't have access to modern health care, infectious diseases and so on. 100 years
and,
ago,
and
they would
horrible
be in contact
elements.
With Europeans that brought a lot of infectious diseases to them. So
right.
I think lifespan is probably 100 years ago, maybe not the thing to look at.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to find out is, do we have anything to juxtapose what we know now about the Inuit to what we know from the past to say they did very well when they did not eat the high sugar of the Western diet? They did very, the Native Americans are pretty much in the same boat as the Inuit. You know, Native Americans are genetically, especially like the Pima Indians, they're said to be genetically predisposed to develop diabetes. And I say that's nonsense. They're genetically predisposed to develop diabetes when they eat a Western diet. But when they ate the way they did when they were hunter-gatherers, they were living long lives. They weren't obese. They weren't developing diabetes. So I guess my question is, do we have any evidence that the Inuit of yesteryear actually benefited from biological process, and that today they're mismatched for today's environment?
I mean, there are lots of, the early studies on omega-3s and fish oils came from Inuit, where there was a claim that they had an extremely low rate of cardiovascular disease when on their traditional diet. So they are, and that's based on health records from Greenland, where they went through health records. I mean, that's been debated since. People are arguing about that. We don't have good health records that we can look at 200 or 100 years ago. So what we have is from the 50s and 60s and 70s and so on. But the claim is, and I think most people will agree on that, that they seem to have a lower rate of cardiovascular disease on their traditional diet. Uh-huh. I think that's fair to say. And certainly type 2 diabetes, for example, have gone up. So just a comment on what you say about type 2 diabetes. The Inuit are actually very unique in that we know that they have one special genetic variant that predisposes them to get type 2 diabetes on a modern diet. So they have all other populations. It's been really, really hard to find the genetic variants that causes type 2 diabetes. But we succeeded in a study we published last year in the journal Nature to show that there's a particular variant that you really only find in the Inuit, that 17% of the Inuit have, that give them a very, very high chance of getting type 2 diabetes.
What does this variant predispose them to? So, for instance, the Pima Indian, they were able to ameliorate the onset of diabetes when they gave them high levels of magnesium, which were scarce in their modern diet today, but obviously were in abundance in their ancestral diet. So when they gave the Pima Indian magnesium, their type 2, their insulin resistance virtually went away. What is the variant in the Inuit, and what does it what is the mechanism?
So that variant in the Inuit cause insulin resistance. So it the insulin mediated uptake of glucose into muscle cells, it affects that. But what we think is going on is that this variant might actually have been beneficial on the traditional
diet,
because their traditional diet was very low in carbohydrates and certainly very low in simple carbohydrates like glucose. So it could be that it could be beneficial to slow down the uptake of glucose if that's very, very, very poor on carbohydrates. So we're thinking that this variant either did not have much of an effect or maybe even have been beneficial on the traditional diet, but it certainly isn't today. Today, it gives them a strong preposition, it predisposed them very strongly to get type 2 diabetes, and tenfold increase in type 2 diabetes if you have the genetic variant.
And it's really, the trouble is the diet today. I mean, you know, I'm listening
absolutely,
to this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, this is so sad. This is such a sad, sad situation that genetics that evolved over millions of years did so expressly to benefit evolution, to keep the species alive, to make the species thrive in environments of scarcity, which were common. And today we're looking at how do we treat people with drugs? What do we do from a genetic standpoint to make them fit into today's diet? We need to make the diet fit them. This is nonsense today.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think that's absolutely true. But I think also what we need to figure out is what is really a healthy diet, right? I mean, there are a lot of debates about that, and this study seems to suggest that what is a healthy diet might be different for different people. It might very well be different for the Inuit than what it is for people for general European descent.
And I agree with that. So when the paleo diet first became popular, I had Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show back in 2006. He's been a loyal friend of my show for many, many years. And I said, you know, you don't necessarily have to go back to the paleo era to determine what your best diet is. You need to look from an ancestral standpoint, maybe go back hundreds of years, several hundreds of years, but you also have to look at where your people evolved, where your genetics came from. Are you Middle European? If you're Middle European and you eat like the Okinawans, there's no guarantee it's going to extend your life, because the Okinawans eat the way they have evolved to eat. They have certain polymorphisms that provide them benefits when they eat that diet, that you may not get those benefits because your people evolved under other conditions. This nonsense of a one diet fits all thing has baffled me for 10 years now.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Absolutely. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about cold, what role cold has played in all of this. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Rasmus Nielsen. We're talking about the Inuit, what we can learn from them. I think that the most important thing we can learn from them is you can eat like the Inuit all day long and you're not going to benefit from their diet any more then they could start eating the Western diet, which many of them probably do, and they get sick from it. So what about the cold? The cold played into this, too. There's this love affair going on with brown adipose tissue. Silly people are trying to create pills and therapies to convert more fat into brown adipose tissue because it's said that brown adipose tissue actually can burn calories. When I say muscle burns calories at all and you don't need to do anything but go out and exercise. So what about the fat content of the Inuit? What do we know about them?
Well, you know, there are actually very few studies that really physiologically measures brown fat in any population, It's never been done in the Inuit. So we actually don't know if they have more brown fat, but people have hypothesized that. There are claims out there that the Inuit must have more brown fat. And why do people say that? Well, it makes sense because brown fat is thermogenic, so it produces heat. So it could be a way to protect yourself against cold exposure to have more brown fat. You will have more of an ability to, using your metabolism, generate heat yourself. So really when we started this study, what we were interested in originally was cold adaptation. We didn't really realize that this would lead us to diet adaptation and omega-3s. But those were our primary results. But in addition to these genes that have to do with polyunsaturated fatty acids I talked about before, what we also found was another gene that also shows strong evidence of natural selection of having changed its allele frequency in the Inuit, so that the Inuit have a very different frequency of certain genetic variants than other populations. And then that other gene is a gene called TBX15. And we don't know too much about that gene. It seems to play a role in many different processes, but one process plays a role in is the differentiation of brown and white adipocytes, fat cells. And so it seems to play a role in determining the relative ratio of white fat cells and brown fat cells. So in the other case I talked about before, the polyunsaturated fatty acids, we're really able to track down the physiological consequences of the mutations that we're looking at. Unfortunately, in this case, it's more complex. We weren't really able to track it down so detailed. But what we think is going on is perhaps that there has been an upregulation of this gene that has led to an increased possibility, at least, of producing more brown fat cells in the Inuit. But to really show that, we need to do more study where we actually really study brown fat in the Inuit. And that hasn't been done yet. And that requires quite a lot of work to be able to do that. And it can be somewhat invasive to do.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's not something that we could do right away. But we are hoping to do that in future studies.
Well, now brown fat, obviously, they say is energetic. It consumes calories. But in the paper I'm looking at, you made a reference to bright, B-R-I-T-E, fat cells. Was that a typo? Was that supposed to be white fat cells?
No, that's because what you really see is also, you see, you know, brown fat, originally you would see, brown fat originally on the back of people. So that was originally...
Yeah, usually,
see,
and, you know, usually in the back of...
On the back of people. But now we know also that you have brown fat in the interdispersed, so some brown fat cells interdispersed among other fat cells in many other places in the body. And when you talk about that, you'll talk about bright adipocytes.
Okay. So bright fat cells as well as brown fat cells, they generate heat, don't they?
They generate heat, absolutely. And so that's the whole point here, that you would, in a population like the Inuit, that we think might have adaptations to cold. It's an obvious physiological area to target for natural selection. If you want to have increased resistance to cold, is to simply produce more brown or bright adipocytes.
Now, there's a lot of people out there who believe if a therapy could be developed to convert fat cells into brown fat cells, which are energetic mm-hmm. and consume energy, that somehow this would lead to an individual becoming leaner because their resting metabolic rate would be escalated, and mm-hmm. in the face of this higher caloric burning just at rest, they would somehow get leaner and thinner. But if anything, we see Inuit people, they are not lean, are they? I mean, they carry a considerable amount of body fat, don't they?
Yeah, because it also protects against cold. So you would have to somehow, you know, re-regulate the system so that you both produce more fat and more brown fat cells. So we actually don't know for the Inuit if it's the case that they have genetic variants that give them more fat. And we even don't know for sure that they do have genetic variants that give them more brown fat. But that's what people are hypothesizing.
Yeah.
But I take your point that it depends on the where where you have, you know, that you don't necessarily get lean from having more brown fat in that sense. But the important thing about the brown fat is that you tend to, where you, you know, in what research seems to suggest is that if you have more brown fat, for subcutaneous brown fat, so under your skin, all over the body, that will tend to reduce the amount of fat that you build up around your belly, which is the bad fat for you. And so that's what studies are suggesting. So you get more of this brown fat that sits all over the body, and then you'll get less of this built-up of fat around your stomach.
There's a fad going on right now, and I don't know if you're aware of this, here in the United States, being promoted by a specific physician, where he's telling people that they should immerse themselves in ice-cold baths for relatively long periods of time in an effort to convert more of their white fat cells to brown fat cells to raise their metabolic rate, their resting metabolic rate, and become thinner, become leaner. But this sounds so counterintuitive to me, and it also sounds very hypothetical because, as you point out, we're not even sure if the Inuit developed brown fat because of the cold or this was a genetic variant that they were selected for over time, and that it's not something you could just take the average person and say, we'll put you in the environment of the Inuit and you'll develop brown fat cells.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about the degree to which it's actually healthy to do these cold baths and how that affects your physiology. But I, you know, I agree with your general point that, you know, if you want to, you know, live a healthy life, doing exercise and eating generally healthy food is probably a good idea instead of trying to, you know, mess with the amount of brown adipocytes that you're producing.
I agree. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you a couple more questions about brown fat. Notably, what type of fat does it use for energy? Is there a specific substrate of fat that it likes to use for energy? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800 800- 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Rasmus Nielsen. We're talking about the Inuit and genetic adaptations that have occurred that make their fatty acid profile much different than the average person. Also, as a result of cold, not just their diet. But so, real quick, and then we'll go back to some of the other findings. Do we know what brown adipose tissue likes to use for energy? Does it use fat? And if so, what fatty acids does it prefer to produce energy?
You know what? I'm probably not the right person to answer that question. I mean, brown fat are unique by having many mitochondria. They have a large concentration of mitochondria, in part that's what makes them brown. And the mitochondria is where you do respiration and in the cells and produce energy. Exactly which kind of fat? It seems like you might know something there. I don't know.
Okay. We'll stay away from that then. All right, so getting back to the Inuit's diet for a moment and some of the metabolic profiles. So we are assuming that their adaptation to this high-fat diet and the ability to produce higher amounts of omega-3 fatty acids has led to a lower level of the what we consider bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol. But it also has an effect on height. I did not know that fatty acids play a role in height during the development of a child. Can you talk about that?
Yes, that was a big surprise. So the first thing we found out when we looked at these genes, we looked at BMI. That's the first thing where we looked at is an association with the body mass index. And we found there was. But then body mass index is composed of weight and height, and there was a far, far stronger effect on height than on anything else. And that was a big surprise to us. We had no idea why that might be. And then we dug into the literature, and we figured out that people for 30, 40 years have known that what triggers release of human growth hormone is the composition of fatty acid and fatty acid concentration in the blood. And there's actually quite a bit of work on that, but it sort of hasn't triggered out too much of the literature that we're aware of. But you've been doing it, looking at it a lot in husbandry and animal breeding, because there they're interested in how can they trigger the release of more growth hormone so that the animals that they're
suppress fatty acids. In fact, when they worked on Gatorade at the University of Florida, I happen to know one of the scientists that was on the original team of Gatorade. Do you know what Gatorade is? Do they have that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's
crap. It's crap today. But back in the day when they first made Gatorade, niacin, nicotinic acid, was supposed to be one of the ingredients in Gatorade because nicotinic acid completely sequesters free fatty acids in the liver, and it does to fat like what is equivalent to hypoglycemia, where there's a rapid clearing of blood sugar. It rapidly clears fatty acids out of the bloodstream, which causes a magnitude spike in the production of growth hormone. So we know that low fatty acids equals a greater production of growth hormone. So this makes sense. Higher fatty acids means less growth hormone. That's a brilliant, I didn't even realize that. That's amazing.
Yeah, but I think it's also not just the amount of fatty acids, it's also the composition. So for example, chicken breeders, they have made these experiments where they substitute other fatty acids with fish oil. And the effect of that is an increased release of growth hormone. So they can trigger the chicken actually to become larger by adding fish oil into the diet of the fish. So there seems to be an association between growth hormone release and the type of fatty acids, and particularly some of these, perhaps the omega-3 fatty acids, seems to trigger an increased release human growth hormone. So it's complicated because it's not just the amount of fatty acids in your blood, in your plasma blood, but it's also seems to be the composition. But there's clearly a very tight connection there between fatty acids and growth hormone. In this case, we don't actually really know exactly what's going on, but it seems to mimic, for example, what they've been doing in chickens. So these genetic variants that the Inuit have, they make them produce fewer omega-3 fatty acids, and by that, they become shorter. They become an average 2 centimeters shorter than other people on average because of this, and that's quite dramatic. That's one of the strongest effects of height of any mutation ever found in humans. It's a rather dramatic effect.
So obviously the omega-3 fatty acid concentration that they enjoy did not have a beneficial increase in height for them as it did in the chickens. So
it's possible, you can put it, maybe they would have been really, really tall on average as a population if they didn't have these mutations, mm-hmm. because of the high intake of the omega-3s.
Right.
But then these mutations re-regulated it somehow, so they become a more average height. They come, on the traditional diet.
Interesting. What would you like people to take away from this research?
Well, I think we've been talking about it already, some of the issues. That is really that we're learning more and more that diet is really, what is good diet for you really depends on your genetic makeup. And one of the things I'm excited about is that we can use genetics now increasingly to predict which diet might be good for you, so that we might one day be able to make genomic-informed individualized diets, so that you can get a genetic profile for yourself that will help you make better dietary choices. And I think that we are slowly getting towards that. Interestingly, we find some of these genes that we've been talking about here, there are genetic variants in those genes also in Europeans.
I was just going to say, Mediterranean people. I'm of Italian descent, and there's a lot of short people in Italy. And I was thinking, the Mediterranean diet is loaded with healthy, quote-unquote, fats. And I'm wondering if the high fat content of the Mediterranean diet also affected the trajectory of growth and height in that population.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know that. But we know a bit of height in Northern Europe versus Southern Europe. There's an average difference. Northern Europeans are taller. And we know there's a genetic component in that. We also know that it seems like natural selection has favored increased height in Northern Europeans. But perhaps it's... What we don't know is did natural selection work directly on height? Was it because it was more beneficial in Northern Europe, more than Southern Europe, to be tall? Or was it maybe that it acted as something indirectly? It's really acting on things that have to do with our diet and the change in height. The height is just a byproduct. Height maybe doesn't really matter that much, but some of the physiological processes that have to do with the regulation of fatty acids really matters at many different levels. And the height just follows along with that.
Well, I what I'm about to say is very non-scientific, but I believe that there is some truth in it. How much, I don't know, but there is some truth in it. But I learned a long time ago in a psychology class this statement, and that is men pursue and women choose, which means that women had, and probably still to this day have, a greater influence on evolutionary selection pressure by what they perceive as being important in a mate than perhaps the actual benefits from a population base of those benefits. So it could be very simple that tall men seemed to be more imposing in a time when strength was important. We, you know, one of the things we forget about is that we have been selected for millions of years for strength. If you were big and strong and you could move things and you could catch animals and you could feed a family, then you had value and a woman wanted you over somebody who perhaps couldn't do those things. And so it may very well be that height and the changes in height were directly associated with what women perceived as being valuable in a mate. What would you say to that?
Well, so what you're talking about is what evolutionary biologists call sexual selection. So we sometimes distinguish between natural and sexual selection, where sexual selection is the selection that have to do with choice of mate, that we also think can be very strong and very important. The degree to which that's been important in human evolution, we don't know. It's really hard to distinguish what this selection actually worked on. We can see that there were some evolutionary changes. We can see that natural selection acted, but exactly what it acted on and how that can be hard to say. So yeah, I think your hypothesis is certainly valid, but it's hard for us to test it. I think one thing that we lack in that explanation, though, is in the difference between Northern Europeans and Southern Europeans is why did the, you know, if you're right, why wouldn't women in Southern Europe, why didn't they prefer tall men? Why only Northern Europe?
Yeah.
So my guess is that it might have more to do with perhaps cold or more likely with the diet.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. This has been a very, very interesting discussion, and I appreciate you coming on the show because this does validate something that I've been saying for a long time. I've always thought that it was nonsense that we look to the Chinese. Oh, well, the Chinese eat this way and they don't have heart attacks. Or we look to the Okinawans and even the Mediterranean. Unless your people evolved in that environment under those conditions, you may not see a benefit from eating like that population. And I think that your research points in that direction. Am I correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. A major take-home message is certainly you cannot extrapolate from one population group to another.
Yeah, I love it. Your research just made several books that sell very popularly today. Nonsense. I love it. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm happy because we need less nonsense in the world. There's enough good information out there. You know, people don't know what is healthy any longer. They don't know. They're confused. So we need to tease out the nonsense. I want to thank you, Dr. Nielsen, for being on the show today.
It was my pleasure.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio, and I'll wrap up the show.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee.
coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about resveratrol this week. Lots of good information out there. And you know who has the best resveratrol in the world? Rev Genetics, the same people who have the best curcumin in the world. Better than even the stuff that other people call the most advanced curcumin out there. This stuff is more advanced, higher bioavailability. So when we're talking about resveratrol this week, I want you to think about Rev Genetics because they have the best. That's the stuff I take. That's the stuff that Elisa takes. We don't fool around. And we pay for our supplements, by the way. We don't get anything for free. Anyway, good show today. Hope you enjoyed it. And we've got great shows the rest of the week. Hope you can tune in. Don't forget, listen for the secret word. Email it into onair@superhumanradio.com when you hear the secret word. And you will be entered to win this week's prize, which is the Hot Logic Mini, which is cooking my lunch right now. When I get off the air, I'll be eating some delicious liver from grass-fed, grass-finished cows, onions, and celery, all slow-cooking for me right now. I just threw it in there frozen when I got into the studio, and it'll be done probably within the next half hour or so. And you also get the Real Paleo Diet recipe book, cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain, so you'll have some great things to cook with your new Hot Logic Mini, so check that out. Don't forget to show All American EFX and All American Pharmaceuticals some love. We have lots of great opportunities at superhumanradio.com. You just have to go there and click one of the banner ads. And, of course, thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.